Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got for you a couple more classic entitled parent stories, starting off with this one, in which a diabetic helps out another diabetic on the street, offering them some key snacks to keep their blood sugar level from dropping too low. It's all going well until an entitled mum intervenes and tries to steal the food from them. Entitled mother thinks I should give my diabetes snacks to her daughter. So, I'm a type 1 diabetic, and in the morning I went out for a bike ride. As I'm a diabetic, I always bring snacks with me, in case I go low or get hungry. I bring a juice box, a few glucose tablets, 2 fruit chew bars, and 2 granola bars. Just enough for me to be able to correct my blood sugar twice and have a small snack. As I was biking home, I passed someone sitting on the ground, who looked like they were kind of distressed. So I pulled over to ask if they were okay. The guy was a little younger than me and told me he was a diabetic and showed me his medic alert necklace. He explained that he'd gone low while biking but forgot to refill the snacks in his bag when he left, so he was trying to figure out what to do. He didn't have anyone to bring him anything, but he also didn't want to call an ambulance over this. So I offered him my snacks and to sit with him while we waited for it to go back up, explaining that I was also a diabetic. After I'd sat down with him and given him the tablets, a woman came over and asked me for my juice box for her daughter. I explained that I was giving him what I had because he was a diabetic and had low blood sugar, and I needed the rest to ensure I could get home safe. She started to tell me that she and her daughter had been biking for a few hours, and she was hungry and just wanted my juice box and a granola bar. I asked her if her daughter was diabetic, and she said no. So I apologized and again explained nicely that I need those for myself. The conversation that followed is as such. So why did you give him some? Because he is a diabetic and his blood sugar is very low. For reference, our blood sugar is supposed to be between 4 and 8, and his was 2.3. Do you know him? No, but as a diabetic, I know how dangerous lows can be. And if I was in his position, I'd hope a fellow diabetic would try and help me. So you don't know him? The conversation continued like that. Her asking why I cared if I didn't know him, and me giving the same explanation, until the guy rechecked his blood sugar and it was back up to 3.5. As this was still a little too low for both of us to feel comfortable, I grabbed my juice to give to him. And this is when the entitled mum tried to grab it out of my hand, saying that if his blood sugar was still low, I should just call him an ambulance and then I could give my snacks to her daughter. At this point, I was honestly kind of fuming, and I just told her to F off, and that as a mum, she should have thought to bring snacks for her daughter. And if I hadn't gone by, what would she have done? She went red in the face, called me a female dog, and stormed back to her daughter. The dude's levels went up, and we parted ways. And as I started to bike away, I heard the mum shout after me, calling me a female dog yet again. I mean, seriously guys, what am I even supposed to say to this? It's just, I don't understand sometimes. First of all, asking a random stranger for food is a bit weird, isn't it? Because you've forgotten to bring your own food for your own daughter. Just going up to a random stranger and asking them for their food in the first place, I think that's a little bit dodgy. Second of all, when they say that it's specifically for people with diabetes, either themselves or people they happen to help, just, you know, who are suffering from a blood sugar low, and then you go again. You go for the second time and you say, no, I don't care about that. My daughter, who doesn't have diabetes, is starving and I need your food now. I don't care about the person sitting next to you, whose blood sugar level is seriously low, by the way. Ah, it's unbelievable. Both the editor of these videos, Steve-O, some of you will know him, and also my granddad are people that I know pretty well, and they both have diabetes. I've experienced it with my granddad in particular. When his blood sugar level gets super low, his whole body starts to shut down because obviously it can't act in the way it's meant to do. It really can't function, and it's scary stuff. So I don't know how this woman has never met someone with diabetes before, ever seen someone go through a blood sugar level drop. Have any of you seen it? I presume it's quite common that people, I mean, a lot of people do have diabetes. I just don't know how this woman has lived such a sheltered life to not really understand it. That or she does understand it and is just being super selfish. Which one do you think it is? I'm not too sure. Now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Lady claims I stole her car and the police were called. I've seen posts about this kind of thing and thought, no way this is real. What kind of idiot would call the police for that? Well, yesterday it happened, and I'm still confused as to what this lady was thinking. We had been looking for a car for our youngest. Looking through online ads, we came across an ad for a luxury car that only wanted about a third of what this car blue books for. It says the car just suddenly stopped starting. My husband is a mechanic, so we decided to look at it just to see. Immediately, he sees a couple potential problems as to why it doesn't start. The car has new tyres, the body is nearly perfect, the interior needs a few easy fixes. It's still worth way more than the owner is asking for, even with paying for the repairs to get it running. Of course, we bought it. Our youngest was ecstatic about getting a luxury car for graduation. My husband gets the car running. It was actually even easier than he originally thought. And now it's time for Crazy Lady. So, for plates and registration, off to the DMV we go. We come out with the temporary tags, and as my husband is putting them on the car, this crazy lady walks up. Excuse me? I was distracted by my phone. Hmm? Excuse me? I'm sorry, do you need something? Yes, that car! My car? What about it? Where did you get it? We bought it a few weeks ago. That's my car! My husband then intervened. No, it isn't. Now get away from us. Yes, that is the car I was going to buy from the previous owner, and you stole it from me. No, lady, I paid the previous owner what they were asking for, and nothing was said about you. Leave us alone. The previous owner and I had an agreement about the car, and you came in and made her sell it to you. I want it back, and I want it now. I had to buy that POS over there instead. Now, you take the POS and give me my car. What the F, you idiot? Get the heck out of my way before I run your stupid butt over. I'm not going anywhere. I've already reported to the police that I found my stolen car and they are on the way. Are you freaking nuts, lady? You can't just report a car stolen because you missed the chance to buy it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What this insane lady didn't know is we are actually waiting on the previous owner to show up to get her plate and registration, because there was a mix-up with the title, the DMV's fault, and we had to wait to get that fixed before we could title, register, and plate it, so we were still using the correct plates. The previous owner can then turn in her plate and get a refund for the months not used. Two police cruisers pulled up about 5 minutes later. The previous owner pulled in right behind them. As the two officers are getting out and asking who called, the previous owner walked up to me and my husband, asking what was going on. She hadn't noticed the crazy lady yet. The crazy lady immediately started yelling about how she'd pay for this car, and we forced the previous owner to give us the title instead. She wanted us arrested and her given the title and possession of the car right now. One of the officers walked over to us. I grinned because it was actually one of my friend's sons. I grew up with and was friends with his oldest son. The officer said to me, "Hey Brandy, wanna tell me what's going on?" "Oh, I don't really know. We bought this car a few weeks ago from her," I point to the previous owner, "and while we were waiting for her to show up to get her plate, this woman started screaming at us about stealing the car. Something about the previous owner and this lady had an agreement about the car, but the previous owner sold it to us instead. And now this crazy woman is demanding we take whatever car she ended up buying and we give her this one." Then the previous owner got involved. "Oh my god, this is exactly why I didn't sell her the car in the first place. She's my neighbor and she is insane. She asked me about it when I decided to sell it and I told her she could buy it, but she wanted me to get it running again, but still sell it to her for the low price. I told her I didn't want to deal with it, and that's why it was so low. If I got it running again, I might just keep it, but I definitely raised the selling price to at least double. She's actually called me a few times asking if I had it running yet, and I've told her no, but she kept telling me to call her when I did. The officer then went with all the procedures, checked all of our IDs, checked the bill of the sale, previous registration, and ran the VIN. Everything checked out. I think we're done here. Then he addressed the crazy lady. Mom, it's actually a crime that you've attempted here. You made a false report, which is illegal, and I could arrest you, but I'm not going to. I'm sure you're just upset and you made a bad judgment call, so we'll let it slide. No, it wasn't a false report. That is my car. Mom, stop. Just stop. I could also charge you with attempted car theft, but we're all just going to walk away now. No, I'm not just walking away. This is BS. She pointed at the previous owner. You owe me, insert amount that is double what we paid for the car. And you, I will get my car back. The second officer then said, Mom, step over by the cruiser. We need to have a talk. I gave the plate to the previous owner, and the first officer told us to have a nice day. My husband and I went ahead and left while the previous owner went into the DMV. The crazy lady was still ranting at the second officer about allowing us to steal the car. The previous owner actually texted me later that the crazy lady was in the back of the police car when she left, still yelling. I'm not worried about any future contact with this mental woman. We don't live in the town where the DMV is or where they live. In a couple of months, the car will be 2 hours away with my youngest at college. The crazy lady doesn't even know our names, and the previous owner has no idea where we live. All right, OP, I know you've just said that you're not worried about the crazy lady getting involved in the future, but I'm not going to lie, reading that last sentence and saying you don't mind because the car's going to be 2 hours away with your son at college, I wouldn't put it past this mental woman to do some, you know, background research, a little bit of tracking, and ultimately go and try and find the car and take it back at your son's college. I genuinely think that's something this crazy woman actually could do. Don't get me wrong, I mean, I don't really think she stands much chance trying to steal a car back off of your son, but I think it's the sort of thing that someone like that would do. Just be warned is all I'm gonna say. I've seen entitled women and entitled people in the past, I must say, do crazier things than that. So yeah, just be careful. You're not completely safe yet, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, guys, imagine the follow-up to this story, like part two, the crazy lady actually tried to come and steal the car. That'd be amazing. I don't know how she'd get up to the college 2 hours away, how she'd find out, but wow, that would be an immense... That would be a pretty insane story. I kind of want it to happen in a way, just being selfish, because what a story that would be. Obviously, it would be quite funny, but also a bit of a pain in the butt for your son and you as a family. But yeah, I kind of want her to try. It'd be funny, wouldn't it? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Let me know if you want to see a part two to this story. Let me know if you want it to happen, because I'm not going to lie, I really do. If you are new around here, please do click this button and subscribe for daily Reddit content right here on my channel. And if you can't wait a day until tomorrow's upload, check out more on screen right here. These are two of my best videos that I've posted recently. They're great. Give them a watch. Thanks and good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.